bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Prophet Samuel Addison is a general overseer and founder of the Eagle House Chapel International. He is a dynamic, authentic, and accurate firebrand prophet of our time who carries depth and authority and operates in a sharp, forensic realm of the prophetic. He is a global speaker whose ministry transcends borders and boundaries. Prophet Addison is a seasoned preacher and author of many books. His messages are centered on hope, righteousness, the Holy Spirit, order, and discipline in the body of Christ. And his prophetic services are highly charged, power-packed, and always filled with the overflow of unusual blessing. Prophet Addison is married to Reverend Mrs. Eunice Binti Addison, and they are blessed with two children. And now, we present to you God's Oracle, Prophet Samuel Addison.
Into his glory, amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. We ask for your blessing upon your word. We pray that tonight heavens will be open and your name will be glorified as the body of Christ edified in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to title my message, When God Decides to Help a Man. When God decides to help a man. Hallelujah. And I have come to tell somebody that God have decided to help you tonight. Say, I need that help. I need that help. I need that help. I don't know about you, but I need God to help me. And when God himself decides to help you, my brother, it will become the end of your miserable story. You will no more be a laughing stock to others. Where you have been rejected, maybe you see you exalted, and when they see you, they will ask, is this the same person that I saw many years ago? God is about to catapult you to the next level of your life. After this Easter, I see help coming your way. The help is not from any man. The help is coming from God. When God decides to help a man. John chapter 5, reading from verse number 1. After this, John 5 verse 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever, everybody say whosoever. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man, say with me, and a certain man. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, said, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me. Say amen. Are you in the house? I went to Israel some years ago, I think a year or two ago, and we went by that very pool. Our tour guide took us there. So he showed us the pool that the man sat for so long. We are not told how the man got there, but let's assume that he had a wife. If he had a wife, then it is possible that it was the wife who took him there and laid him by the pool and said, honey, an angel comes at a certain season to trouble the water. As soon as this water is troubled, just dive into it and then get healed and come home. I'm waiting for you. Say amen. And the reason the wife, assuming, could not sit there because she has other responsibilities, the children and whatever. So this man was left by the pool, and there were other sick people, other needy people. Are you following me? And so the man was there when suddenly an angel came and then troubled the waters. And when the man was about to jump into the water, somebody just stepped ahead of him. So he told himself, next year is going to be my year. Say amen. Next year is going to be my year. So he waited the second year. As he was about to enter the pool, a stronger person, a smarter person, jumped into the pool. So he said, no. I think that, you know, have you prayed that prayer before? Next year is my year. And next year is my year. And next year is my year. It was about 5 years. So I can imagine the wife coming back, say, honey, I put you here 5 years ago. I said, just jump into this water. Just roll into the water and come back home. This common thing too, you can't do it. Say amen. As if it was a joke. The man spent 10 years there. Anytime he wants to roll himself, do you know, I can imagine the wife coming and saying, honey, it looks as if you are not close enough to the pool. So the wife might have pushed him close to the pool, at the edge, at the precipice of a breakthrough. Have you been there before? Where you are close to a breakthrough, but the breakthrough doesn't come. Say amen. Am I talking to somebody here? 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. By this time, either the wife has found another man to marry, the children and whatever, even colleagues and friends have left him. He has become the class prefect of the place. Now he is the one who determines when the angel is coming and will tell the others, position yourself. Position yourself here. I know what I'm talking about. Position yourself here. As soon as the waters are still, just jump in quickly. He now decided, I will not make any attempt anymore. 31 years, 32 years, 33 years, 34 years, 35 years, 36. Who stays in a hospital for 36 years? Who stays at the base of a miracle for 37 years? Now by 38 years, the man's beard, just say, he has given up even on life. But one day, I said one day, there is a day called one day. And that day is today for somebody who has been at the verge of a breakthrough for so many years. There was a day that Jesus came by. And I like what the Bible said. He saw all these sick people, and he jumped and walked over everybody and went straight to this guy, because he knew and saw that he has been in that state for a very long time. Say, I hear you, Pastor. And he asked him one question. Will thou be made whole? Please sit down. Will thou be made whole? In other words, do you still believe that there can be a breakthrough for you? Do you still have that courage? Do you still have faith that you can be made whole? You know what the man said? He said, I have faith, but I have no man. Say amen. I have no man. The reason he has no man, because man can fail you. Nene, man can disappoint you. Can I come down? I love coming down here. Man can disappoint you. Addison, Prophet Addison and I were just talking how our own Ghanaian members can disappoint us and go and support other people. Say amen. You have no man because man is jealous of your success. Man is envious of who you are. He wants your pleasure spot. Say amen. He said, I have no man. Today I have come to tell somebody, you don't need a man. You need God. And God will choose the man. God will choose the method. God will tell you how you can arrive at your prophetic destiny. You don't need a man. The person you need is God. Because man will fail you. Man will disappoint you. Haven't you put your confidence in people and they've disappointed you before? I used to have uncles and aunties who were in Netherlands, Germany, whatever. They made promises. And they all failed. Not only did they failed, but all. You don't need a man. You need God. Amen. I have no man. The reason why some people are disappointed in life because they have put their confidence in a man. Don't be offended with what I'm going to tell you. Don't put your confidence in your husband. Your husband can change his mind. Put your confidence in God. When your husband saw you, are you married? Not yet. You will marry after my message. I see that something great will happen to you. Have you seen a man crazy about a woman before? A man crazy about a woman is like Amnon and Tamar. When Amnon had lusted after Tamar and had now finished having sex with her, the Bible said the hatred that Amnon had for Tamar was more than the love that he had for her. Don't put your trust in a man. Because a man can change his mind. A man can disappoint you. And when I say man, not like male man. Man meaning neuter gender. It can be a woman. It can be a man. Having somebody promise you and failed you before, and it was as if God has failed you. It was because you put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in God, because God can never fail. Am I talking to somebody here? God is yet to fail. God is yet to fail. When it hasn't happened, you are thinking that God has failed. It's because your ways are not his ways. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your timing are not the timings of God. There were certain things, if God had done it in my life many years ago, I would not be a preacher today. There are certain things, if it has happened to me long ago, I would not be a preacher today. God should delay certain breakthroughs in my life so that I can respond to the call of God. There are no delays in God. He's a God of times and seasons. And this evening, it is somebody's time, it is somebody's season, and God has decided to help you. I am here on the prophetic journey to declare to somebody, this is the day of your visitation. You don't tell somebody, you don't need a man. You and God are a majority. Amen. I have no man. Say amen. And Jesus said, what is in the pool is what is standing before you today. The healing virtue in the pool is the one. It is me who is inside that pool. Now I have come here in the flesh. You don't need anybody to push you. Take up your bed. Rise up and walk. Hey. And the man who has been impotent for 38 years, for the first time in 38 years, he rose up and started walking. When men have given up on you, God has come through for you. God is about to shake somebody and push you out and do something that will blow the minds of people. Say amen. Are you there? Am I talking to somebody here? When we used to go to family meetings with my aunties and uncle, please sit down. And they will say, oh, has somebody got anything to say? Then we'll raise our hands. Then they said, eh? You know I'm a twin. He said, what is it? I said, oh, then I will bring my hands. He said, when we want to hear proper people talking, some goats are also contributed. Then we were goats. I used to write letters, send whatever to my uncle. My uncle went to Germany in 1961. Those were the days that they carry brass band and bobo group to go and see you off at the airport. Those were the days when you are going to abroad, you carry two white handkerchiefs. And as you are going, then you turn and wave and walk small and turn and wave. And when you climb the steps of the aeroplane, then you now turn and then your two hands. Even the bishop came to see my uncle off. The bishop. 1961. My grandfather. People came from the village to see my uncle. One day they said, after 20 years, they said he was coming. He went and married a white German. So he was coming home with his white wife. Hey! It was more than the president arriving. Buses came from my village to come and welcome. We abandoned all that we did following my uncle. And I still can remember the promises he made. I'll carry all of you to Germany. What do you want to do? I said, I wanted to do medicine. What do you want to do? I'll bring all of you to Germany. It never happened. It never happened. He fell, biggest disappointment. If you are here, you have been disappointed. Welcome to the club of disappointments. Cursed is he who puts his trust in man, for the arm of flesh to fail you. Stop having confidence in a man. That is why God is watching you, because all your confidence is in a man. So God is watching you to see how far a man can take you. Haven't you heard a man say to a woman, you are my world. When I don't see you, I can't sleep. If I don't read your text, then something is doing me. When I hear your voice, then something is going through my body. Haven't you heard that thing before? And at the point, he doesn't want to see your face again. That is bad. But when God loves you and God makes you a promise, till the end of your life. These my uncles and these my aunties who, whatever, so many years. Today, where they were, I have gone to see where they were and pass them and go to other countries. Where they were, I landed there. I went to knock at their door. I said, I am also here. I'm passing through. Beloved, I have 10 passports with visas in them. I've traveled the world. When you put your trust in God, you will overtake those who have overtaken you. I have come to tell somebody, put your trust in God, because God can never fail. And God has decided to help somebody here today. He said, take up your bed, rise up and walk. Look at the next verse. And what? And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on that same day was the Sabbath. Take note of that word, and immediately. Anytime you have suffered for a long time, your miracle comes immediately. Somebody's miracle and breakthrough is coming immediately. Say, I receive my miracles, my breakthroughs, my open doors, and my open heavens immediately. In the next 24 hours, I see a miracle coming your way. Somebody will receive a text message tonight. That text message will change your life. In the next 48 hours, an email will hit your account. That email will be your next level in life. Your mirror, somebody's breakthrough is coming immediately. Say, I receive it 3 times. 2, 3. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Luke chapter 10, verse 13. Luke chapter 10, verse 13. Luke 13, verse 10. Luke 13, verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. How many years? 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. Look at the next verse. And he laid his hands on her. And what? Immediately. Oh my God. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Anytime your miracle has delayed, it now comes immediately. Just, how do you say immediately in tree? Precope and what? Input. Improfimwa precope. Somebody's going to have a precope miracle. Monday is a holiday. Tuesday, when you go to your workplace, if I be a man of God, something will be waiting for you on Tuesday. If I'm called by God and God sent me here this week, yeah, you will receive a miracle immediately. Something is about to shift in your life. You didn't come in the morning and come in the evening for the sake of coming. God brought you here for you to know that you don't need a man, you need God. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Say amen. Prophet Addison, do you know what I love about this woman? The most amazing part of this woman, this woman was bowed over and was never ashamed to come to church. Do you know what it means to be bowed over? This is how she was walked. This was how she walked. Pastor, it is a muye. Muye. She was, when others are walking straight with their bag, Gucci bags, with their hair, and walking, hello, 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 it is a, she was bowed over. And she was not ashamed to come to church. You some many problems you have still coming to church. Some small offense, be that an usher offended, you don't come to church again. Somebody was bowed over 18 years. That particular Sunday or Sabbath when Jesus was teaching, she was still in church. What if she has stopped coming to church? What if she was offended and said that I have suffered for too long for me to continue to come to church? She still came to church after 18 years. And when Jesus saw her, she said, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And Jesus laid his hands on her. And the Bible said, and immediately she was made straight. I will lay my hands on somebody here tonight, and immediately there shall be a miracle. I have come all the way here tonight to lay my hands on somebody, and the power of God will break that bondage in your life. Say, I receive it 4 times. 2, 3, 4. Give the Lord a mighty shout. And Jesus laid his hands on her. And the woman who was bowed over was made straight. Immediately. Precupe. Receive a precupe miracle. Precupe. It is not tomorrow. Tonight, somebody's diabetes will vanish. Somebody's chronic cancer will vanish. You are carrying a terminal illness. If I be a man of God, it will vanish in your life tonight. Precope. Precope. And Jesus laid his hands on her. And immediately, improfimoa. Precope. Say, I hear you, Bishop. The Bible said in Acts chapter 3, reading from verse 1, 2, and 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple of the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, who was carried, and when they laid, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Say amen. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. The Bible says, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Wow. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Look at the next verse. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Immediately. We have come here for an immediate miracle. No more delays in your life anymore. You have suffered for too long. You have been disgraced for too long. You have been promised for too long. Your breakthrough is coming here tonight, immediately. Can I have a witness in this house? The man at the pool of Beth said that 38 years. The woman who was bowed over 18 years. The man at the temple gate called Beautiful, 40 years. They all receive a miracle immediately. Why is yours going to delay? There is no more delay for yours. It must happen immediately. Say, I receive that miracle. Lift your voice and begin to talk about that miracle. I need that husband. I need that job. I need that contract. I need that open heaven. I need that opportunity. I pray, Lord, today is my day. I came this evening to receive an immediate breakthrough. Lord, I receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be no more delay. I see my miracle happening immediately in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give the Lord a mighty hand, somebody. Say amen. Say amen. Luke 8, 40, 45. Go in. Luke 8, 40. Look at it. And it came to pass when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. The Bible said, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Take note, the people thronged him. Say amen. And the woman, having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Next verse. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And what? Immediately, her issue of blood stanched. Oh my God. And what? Immediately. How many days do women have their period? Bleed during their period? How many days? 4 days? 6 days? Do you go 7 days? Okay. 7 days, just say, you have stretched. Say amen. This woman didn't bleed for 7 days. She bled up to 1 month to 2 months. When you continually start bleeding for 3 months, what do you think? You become very disturbed, because how can you be bleeding for 3 months? She didn't bleed for 3 months. She bled again for 6 months and bled again up to 1 year. By this time, she was in hospitals. She was in herbal medicine. She was with friends. She was everywhere. 1 year, 2 years. Bleeding. She became anemic. She started selling her goods, she stopped business and everything. And if you read the book of Leviticus, when you are bleeding, you don't go into the house of the temple of God. You are ostracized from that temple until you finish bleeding. So she cut off, they cut her off fellowship. For 5 years she was bleeding. She had been to prophetic meetings, healing herbalists, physicians, doctors. 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. By the time you are bleeding for 9 years, bleeding every day for 9 years, ubaye se pray, umu inabaye dry, umu krabaye he, so uwa bema, bema befi wunchen, because I am now bum 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 bum. 10 years of bleeding, 11 years of bleeding. You cannot have sex with the woman who is bleeding. So whoever was the boyfriend or husband was tired of waiting for her to stop bleeding. 12 years. And still, when she heard of Jesus, she didn't say, oh, I am tired of this man of God. I'm tired of going to church. I'm tired of that. She still believed God for a miracle after 12 years of bleeding. I have come to tell somebody, don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. My God is able. Tell somebody, my God is able. Say, I don't know about your God, but my God is able. And this is the day I ebe mama. This is the hour I ebe mama. This is the week I ebe mama. This is the month I ebe mama. This is the year 2023. Say, Empire Ebedra, 2023 is my year of open. open heavens, breakthrough. My marriage is coming this year. I don't care what the economy is. I am building my house this year. I am entering my project this year. I am doing what I have to do this year. It shall not be postponed anymore. I've waited for too long. I still believe God is able. 12 years of bleeding, and immediately, do you know what it means to go and face Jesus when he was in the miracle tree? The Bible used the word, and the multitude thronged him. Just a queen okra. She was weak, anemic, tired, bleeding. She was not supposed to go into the congregation of the righteous. Are you following me? But she still managed. That is an act of faith. She still went through. She couldn't come to jail. She was asking protocol, can I talk to the man of God? Protocol, can you please help me out? But nobody was giving her any chance because the security was tight. Say tight. She went down on her knees. She saw the garment of Jesus hanging and she could see power in the garment. She stretched forth her hand and touched the garment. And the Bible said, and immediately, when the Lord sees you stretching your faith, your miracle comes what? Immediately. Tonight, somebody's breakthrough is coming immediately. Stretch your faith one more time. Stretch your faith one more time. Believe God one more time. It doesn't matter how many times you have been prophesied upon. It doesn't matter how many times men of God have laid hands on you. We have come to lay hands on you again. And believe God for a miracle. Because God has decided to help a man. God has decided. And when God decides to help you, the college of witches in your father's house cannot stop God. The witches in your mother's house cannot stop God. There is no man born on earth that can stop God from bringing you that miracle. It doesn't matter where they have tied you. When God comes into the scene, they will lose you. Say amen. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Verse 45. Put it there. Say amen. Are you in 45? Oh, your this has frozen. Okay, good. And Jesus said, who touched me? So Peter, then I said, Jesus, please hold on a little there. Hey, who taught Jesus? What nonsense is going on here? A whole man of God is moving. I won't touch it, touch it. He said, who touched? And the woman was shaking. And she, the Bible says, and she came trembling, fell before Jesus, and told the story I just told you. That she has been believing God for a miracle. For 12 years she has been bleeding. She has become anemic, sick, discouraged, lost all her properties and all her money. But when she heard about Jesus, when they called for a Sunday evening meeting, he still came. Say amen. Say amen. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. She told me a miracle, beba. Na oboti, no? Why a boti? Why a mio? Unkenya unu? Unka praise the Lord. Unke came. Unpusu. Say, we namatia. When you have that attitude, your miracle will pass you by. Still rejoice at his word. Still get up and give him standing ovation. Still give the word of God a standing ovation. Still believe God that tonight may be that night. I've had many, many nights, but tonight may be my night for that breakthrough. Give the Lord a mighty shout, somebody. They used to have an all-night meeting in my former church, GES, Ghana Evangelical Society, every Friday all night. I was a suffering young man. Hey, my father had left my mom. I used to write to all these, my aunties, 1972 in UK, 19 whatever, they all squashed my letters and put in the dustbin. Yeah. I was struggling. My father had gone away with another woman. My mother was staying with her sisters. Her sister gave her a small place to sleep. And she used to sell baby dresses at Mokola. My twin brother, we went to stay with a certain friend. And then my elder brother went to GS all night and came and introduced us to that all night. And then I was going every Friday. I used to walk from Kokomemle to Apra House through Aveno. It's a lot of, because there was no money to take. No, there was no money. So we trekked through Aveno, through the industrial area, all the way to Apra House. And then we trek all the way back. The small food we have eaten was all gone. One day I went to the all night. The all night was as usual. I wasn't sitting down. I was participating the all night. I was in the all night. Pray. Then this man of God, I've forgotten his name. I don't know where he came from. And he was preaching. And when he was preaching, he pointed his finger at the direction where I was sitting and said, "You, God is calling you. God is calling you." So me, if they are calling people, they are calling people with Bible school, people with degrees, people, me, where are they calling me to? So me, I was turning my head to look at who they are talking about. Then the man said, "You, I'm talking to you." They said, come here. I came dressed in rainbow colors, trembling. Say, "Kneel down." Then they said, "Bring me oil." And they brought him oil. Guess what? He emptied the whole bottle of oil upon my head. I was drenched in oil mixed with my own tears. And this man that I don't know from anywhere started prophesying, and I will do this and I will do that. And I was hearing the prophecies in my ear, and me, the one kneeling down, it was like light and darkness. I fell down in the midst of the prophet with my whole rainbow dress drenched with oil, and he said something that blew my mind. "You travel to nations. You travel to nations. God will be there. Hey, me Macau airport there twice. I can hear Baba Abobi. I have no clue what the guy was talking about." God sees the end from the beginning. Then this guy, he placed his right hand on my chest. Addison, the hand that was on my chest was like a heavy metal. I couldn't get up again. It was heavy. He placed his hand on my chest. He said, "The hand of God is upon you." And when he took off his hand, the weight of the hand was still upon my chest. I couldn't get up from the floor. I was on the floor. I thought I was going to die. Because it was like a, you know, the way they can put a heavy metal on you. That was where the hand was. Heavy. I was lying there. I said, "God, help me. I don't know what you are talking about. Help me." And then my friend, he said, "This man cannot get up. Those of you close by him, come and lift him up." So they came and lifted me up to my chair. When I went and sat down, I was dazed. Then I asked my friends, "What was the guy saying?" Then one of the guys said, "You know, those of you to call me Brother Steve. Brother Steve, they say you are going to become a great man. You, a great man." Huh? The guy didn't see well. And I agree that the guy didn't see well, because there were potential people, ready people, special people in the ministry. And they've called me out of the elders, out of the people who were close to the bishop, people who were there before I came. And they are saying that I was going to become what? Great. Beloved, the prophecy that man gave has all come to pass as I'm standing here talking to you. Are you clapping or you're not clapping? Because you are next in line for another breakthrough. And I see God doing something in your life. You may look at yourself. You don't see it coming. But I'm telling you, after tonight's service, it is God who will now help you. Others have failed, but it is not your turn to see the finger of God. Give the Lord a mighty shout. When God decided to help me, and they said, when God decided to help me, he bypassed everybody lifted. As I'm standing, I've never been to Bible school before. I don't have a Bible school mate. I have never written Bible school exams. I've never studied Greek or Hebrew. I didn't pass any religious, any organization, anything. I have no certificate at all. As I'm talking to you now. If you come to my office, you see the pictures of Jesus Christ and my wife and my children. There's not one single certificate around here. I have closed to over 800 pastors. I have churches across them. I have traveled around the world. You can ask my team members the struggle we have to struggle to honor all our preaching appointments. I have received 8 awards, including Joe Biden's Lifetime Achievement Award. Say amen. In June 24th, I'm going to break ground for the biggest charity project in Africa. 2,000 acres of land. I am building a disabled village. I am getting rid of all disabled people. In my time, you will never see a disabled family sleeping by the roadside anymore. I am building 9,000 homes, 69,000 families. Oh my God. In 2,000 acres, 6.5 miles long, is the biggest project, charity project in Africa. The man who was wearing rainbow colors from a broken home, never been to Bible school. Say amen. That's what I'm telling you. You are next in line. When God decides to help a man. This weekend, I went somewhere to go and preach. A woman walked to me and said, Reverend, I am giving you X amount of money for that project. And I'm negotiating with some rich people to give you 100 million Ghana cedis to start a project. I'm inviting you to Agote Pram Pram to see the beginning of the biggest charity project in Africa. When God decides to help a man. Am I talking to somebody here? You may come from a broken home, broken family. You don't have any man. It's okay. When my father and my mother will forsake you, then God will pick you up. God is about to pick somebody up. Day of Help is the biggest disability outreach in the history of Ghana. I feed more people than my own government. I feed more people than my own government. 35 to 40 trucks, 40-footer container trucks, carrying goods, medicine. I'm the only man of God in this country who charters aircraft to fly doctors to go and perform surgeries. Charter 2 aircraft to carry doctors and medical personnel to go and perform free surgeries. Spend millions to take care of the sick and the poor. I clothe more people than anybody else. Yeah. You are next in line. I say you are what? Next in line. When God decides to help a man. As I'm standing here, I can tell, God has helped me. God has helped me. And this year, God has brought me here this evening for God to tell you that you are going to be helped. Not by a man, but by God will choose what method. God will choose which people. God will choose what channel they will use to help you. You have your mind on your uncle. You have your mind on your sister. You have a mind. And God said, forget about those people. Look up to me. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who makes the heavens and the earth. Say, I receive it, Lord. When God decides to help a man. Please sit down. Lastly, look at the scripture. Luke, Mark chapter 2. Verse 1. Mark 2, 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Say amen. And straight away many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let him down. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, oh my God, when Jesus perceived in the spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? I love the next verse. Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. Look at the next verse. That ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. Look at the next verse. And what? Immediately. Oh my God. And what? Immediately. Are you saying after me? And what? Immediately. He took up his bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. If you read the commentary, various commentators gave years of the man's palsy. Some say 30 years, some say he was born, some say all the commentators gave lot of years. But when he encountered Jesus from the roof, the first thing that Jesus did was to remove his sins, because the sin was a hindrance to his breakthrough. May every sin in your life be removed. May every sin you have committed up to today, may it be wiped away, because the sin can be a hindrance to the glory of God in your life. That is why today is Resurrection Sunday. Jesus rose again that our sins be forgiving us. All your stupidity, they are forgiving you today. There are a lot of foolish things we have. You are forgiven. When you go back home today, pack the girl's things and tell her that she should go to her mother's house and that you come and marry her later. You have fornicated enough. Let the girl go. back to your house. And then send a text message. Pama sa papa na wa wari a odi we chi no kan say eh me kwa so na me pastor ne say eh odi me boni a chebinti patcho focus on your marriage. Why focus? Send the text and block the guy because he's a hindrance to your breakthrough. Say amen. And anybody, listen to this, and I mean what I'm about to say. Anybody who has been working with you for 5 years, what kind of nonsense is that? 5 years, 6 years, on worry me. We mie mi amisa for 5 years. On ka aware wa seba, papa call baby, that means me call me baby. And now this year, my aware ne mbaso. Immediately. Am I in church? I've gone somewhere. The sin can be a hindrance to your breakthrough. You cannot be sniffing drugs, shooting drugs, quaffing beer, smoking and drinking and getting drunk, and still expect God to be breaking through for you. You have to sacrifice something for something. Stop following friends to Kwewu or Kwewu and go and do paragliding, and they said there's a shortage of condoms at Kwewu town. Shortage. Never before had there been shortage before. A shortage of condoms. Yeah. There are some friends, you must delete them from your life. They are a hindrance to your brain. God wants to do something, but there is a stone covering the tomb. Lazarus must come out in glory, but there is a stone. Roll away the stone and see the glory of God. Roll away the stone. There is a stone covering the heart of your life. Roll away the stone. Enough for foolishness. You are married. Sleep with your wife alone. Stop sleeping around. Stop sleeping around with small girls. Say amen. Show me your hand. Are you, where are your rings? All of you are not married. So what is this girl sitting here for? One of you should marry. Marry her before I do something to you. Marry her before I do something to you. Propose today. Choose. Look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Choose the one you want. Wherever your hand will point to, it is yours. Today we have come for prayer miracles. We have come for immediately a breakthrough. Immediately, I am tired of waiting. I'm tired of praying. You are the answer to my prayer. Choose me, or I die. Choose me immediately. Prayer. You are. Tell somebody. You are the answer to my prayers. Answer the prayer today. Take my number. Go home. Send me a text. Let's start court immediately. Between 3 to 6 months, we are coming to this house for a wedding. My brother, I need some heat around me. I need heat. So, guys, look at all my beautiful ladies. Debbie, where are you? 20, we are calling. Am I in church? I've gone somewhere. May you receive a miracle immediately. A breakthrough in business immediately. A breakthrough in ministry immediately. May that which you have waited for, what you have been waiting for, has finally come to pass. Tonight is your night of that open heavens. Expect a phone call this evening. Your sister in Germany will give you a call tonight. She will transfer some money into your account. Give the Lord a mighty shout. We'll be right back.
been blessed by this message, kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/Samuel Addison, @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.